Proclamation number 7053, dated the March 2, 1958. Announcement of the approaching immense adversity. You will all require much strength, but it will always be at your disposal, for anyone who merely listens to my word will receive it as soon as he ponders this word in his heart and acts accordingly. Then you will be addressed by me myself and also be illuminated by my love, hence strength must flow to you because my love is also strength. But anyone who lets my words fall on deaf ears will not benefit from them, for I cannot enter into contact with him and thus my strength cannot flow through him either. During the forthcoming time of adversity you will all need strength from me, for you will not be able to cope with your circumstances in an earthly way. Only with my help will you succeed. I want you to recognize your own power and weakness. It is my will that you shall become aware of yourselves as weak beings so that you will take refuge in the power which you then must certainly recognize. Then people's disposition will become obvious to you. Their frightening lack of faith will come to light and the necessity to speak to people about me and my kingdom, about my power and love for humanity, to proclaim the gospel to them and to lead them to faith. Even during this time of adversity there will be vigorous disputes. The fighting will have to be done with the sword of the mouth because many of those of little faith will doubt to God and Father even more since it will seem incomprehensible to them that the disaster having befallen people should be the work of a loving God. For all people still value their earthly life as human beings too highly, and to explain to them the meaning and purpose of their life on earth and to talk about life after death is the essential task of those who want to work for me and who will subsequently be faced with a large field of work. As yet people are still walking about in a complacent and indifferent state and don't consider their task on earth. Therefore they must be shaken up in their thinking, for even the countless accidents which claim many victims barely alarm them anymore, thus people can no longer be woken up by any other means than through an event on such a massive scale that it will affect everyone who survives it. And if I constantly point this out to you then only so that you can prepare yourselves by practicing love, by gathering strength, by uniting with me and being able to receive my strength through the acceptance of my word, so that you will not approach this difficult time without being prepared, that you can support your fellow human beings and also proclaim my word to them. I will remember all those of you who remember me. And I will not leave any of you without strength who appeal to me for strength in advance, who appeal to me for my protection and my help before the event. And the extent to which you, who walk with me, will be able to endure this will become apparent, even though you will not feel unusually burdened. Time and again I admonish you humans to join me through kind-hearted activity and heartfelt prayer, and I repeatedly assure you that you will then receive ample strength and need not fear anything, even if you lose everything of an earthly nature, for only I can give you what you need, and I will also always take care of my own, of those who do not forget me, who see their Father in me and, like children, seek refuge in my arms in every adversity and danger. You, who want to serve me, will especially feel my presence, because you recognize the truth of my word and therefore push yourselves ever closer to me, whom you now recognize in his power and might, but in whose love you believe as well and therefore trustingly hand yourselves over to him. And since I will then need you as fighters for me in my name, since I will need you to work diligently in my vineyard, I will so obviously support you that you will indeed be able to accomplish your work successfully. Everything will happen as it is intended in my plan of salvation, because only I know what benefits my living creations. And so the end has also been irrevocably determined. But this very end will give rise to a final work of mercy prior to it, even though it will seem like an act of cruelty to you. However, it will nevertheless still save some people. It will be used as a final means to show my living creations the path to me and will not remain entirely unsuccessful. I consider the great spiritual hardship humanity is in and therefore still want to touch every individual soul in order to gain it for myself. For this reason I must let an immense earthly adversity come upon earth, but which can also be overcome with my help. For my love and power will express itself wherever I am called upon for help, and those who merely desire it will receive my strength. Amen.